You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for listening. We're going to talk now to the past president of the Illinois CPA Society. Jeff Harlow is on a phone line, and he's going to help you. Jeff, I had no idea how many questions I had until I started reading some of your documentation. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, Steve.
So this started yesterday. Terry Savage was on with us, and she was talking about this $300 cash donation deduction that she said everyone knows you can take. And I'm pretty up on taxes and all that. I kind of enjoy doing my taxes. And I didn't know about this. So since the new tax law, pretty much I get a standard deduction. So I, you know, don't follow my charitable giving so much as I used to. But this is new because of the pandemic, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is a provision that was included in the CARES Act. And the intent of it was to provide an incentive for individuals to make additional charitable contributions. Charities have been really hard hit in the pandemic, just like a lot of other businesses and a lot of individuals. And given the large number of people that claim the standard deduction now, there was a hope that it would really put a shot in the arm to charities.
And so two things. But first, I want to ask you, since you see this a lot, have you noticed that your clients' charitable giving has dropped since the standard deduction became, I think almost more than 85% of us now are qualifying for the standard deduction. So are we giving less to charity?
Yeah, it depends is the honest answer, which is the classic answer to just about any tax question. many people are still itemizing. They're still giving as much as they ever did. And frankly, many people make donations out of the goodness of their heart, not necessarily because they get a tax deduction. You know, the tax deduction sort of added bonus on top of it. So I haven't really noticed a big decrease.
Well, that's good to hear. So now this new deduction, you can, even if you get a standardized deduction, you can give $300 in a cash gift to a charity. That could be a check, credit card, whatever, and you're able to write that off, right? That you couldn't do that last year.
That's correct. This is something that's brand spanking new for 2020. Right now, it's a one-year-only type thing. It's not going to apply to 2021, and you're exactly right on it. You can deduct up to $300 of charitable contributions on your tax return, even if you don't itemize.
That's fascinating. So the I do. It's kind of a sick thing. I enjoy my wife. I tell her when I'm doing my taxes, you know, we're getting this much back, and then I'm not done, and then we lose the refund, and she just doesn't want to hear it from me until I'm done. But that's how I spend my winters, Jeff.
I have been there.
yeah, but you're getting paid for it. So another thing then. So are there any other laws like this that we should know about? Any changes?
Well, you know, many of the changes have a very limited type of impact. There were some changes that were included in the CARES Act having to do with being able to take hardship distributions out of an IRA and not pay the 10% penalty. There's also a provision there that if you take a hardship out of an IRA, you can spread the tax over multiple years. Those are really the big things. And then for people that are claiming getting required minimum distributions out of their retirement plans, there was a hold put on that for 2020. They don't have to do it.
And that's,
other than that, frankly, there's not a lot new.
The minimum distribution is if you're pulling out of your 401k, there's a minimum of what you have to take out every year, correct?
Once you hit a certain age.
Okay.
The age used to be 70 and a half. And another provision in the CARES Act extended that to age 72.
Now, a lot of us are working from home this year, those of us who didn't last year. And, you know, Jeff, I use TurboTax quite a bit. And it seems like in past years, well, up until two or three years ago, they kind of discouraged or made it tough to write off your home office. They seem to have made a change in their software, make it a little easier. But for those of us who aren't used to working from home and have been this year, what's involved in writing off a home office?
Well, the big issue with writing off a home office is, are you an employee having your income reported on a W-2, or are you self-employed? And the reason that's significant is that one of the provisions in the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, this was the 2017 tax bill that was passed, it eliminated the category of itemized deduction that included the home office deduction for employees. So, unfortunately, it was really effective in 2018, but it's still effective in 2020. If you're an employee, you can't claim a home office deduction. There's just no way to do it. Now, if you're self-employed or if you're somebody who might be an employee but also have a side job where you're self-employed that requires that you use a home office, in that case, you can claim the home office deduction. The big thing there, and this is what trips up a lot of people, is under the law, the home office has to be used, the catchphrase is regularly and exclusively as a home office, meaning if you set stuff out on your dining room table, assuming that you use it to eat at, that doesn't qualify because it's not exclusively used. If you have a spare bedroom that guests stay in over the holidays, you know, that is not exclusively used, and therefore that doesn't qualify.
So if I have an office at home with the sleep-out couch that my mother-in-law uses three times a year, then I lose my home office deduction?
Yes, sadly, that's correct. Now, you might be able to claim a deduction based just on a part of the room that you use for business, say where your desk is in one corner of that room, but the amount of the deduction would be much, much smaller.
Well, I think it's time for my mother-in-law to stay home then. I think that's the solution there. How about the $1,200 checks? That was tax-free, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Technically, the $1,200 checks were considered an advance payment of a 2020 tax credit. And included in the law was a provision that said that if you received a payment based on your 2018 or 2019 income, even if you didn't qualify for the credit in 2020, you still got to keep the money and it's not taxable. Now, if I may, one of the key points there are a lot of folks, as you know, that are just being hammered economically in 2020 that might have had high enough income in 2018 and 2019 that they didn't qualify to receive one of the advance payments back in March and April.
Good point.
But they might qualify for this credit on their 2020 tax return. So it's something they need to be aware of and watch out for.
So you might still be able to reach back and get that money?
Yes.
Oh, that's good advice. I did not realize that either. Okay, and so as far as they're working on another stimulus bill, so is there a possibility that who would know, but we have to watch that, right? Because there could still be another tax change in that.
Yeah, you're right. There could be. Until it's finally enacted, no one really knows for sure what might be included in it. I don't have any better crystal ball than anybody else, but I would find it hard to imagine how there would be anything bad from a tax standpoint included in any new fiscal stimulus. It's possible there could be something positive, although it's hard to say what that might be. But if a bill is passed and enacted, it's something people need to pay attention to take a look and see if there might be some tax provision in it that affects 2020.
And again, that was one of the brand new things to me, the $300 write-off, which is one. The other is this idea that if you didn't get your $1,200, but you post-qualify for it, you still have a chance to get it later. So make sure you're aware of that when you file your taxes coming up next spring.
Absolutely.
Jeff Harlow is the immediate past chairman of the Illinois CPA Society. Yeah, great help today, Jeff. Thanks very much.
Hey, Steve, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom and Vic Vaughn.